Today is the 31st day of December. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian, and it is a true joy and honor to be here around the global campfire with you today. On a day of celebration, this is the 365th day of the year, the final day of the year. And we can't linger here. We can only move forward, and so the hours left in this year are kind of winding down. We made it. Almost. I mean, we've got to do our reading for today, but if we showed up here around the global campfire today, then we made it. Well done. And we'll talk about it more at the end. But we are at the beginning, and we come here for a very specific purpose. And that is to gather together and take the next step forward in the scriptures. And we need to take that final step. And that final step leads us in the Old Testament back into the book of Malachi. And today we will read Malachi chapters 3 and 4. I will send my messenger who will prepare the way before me. Then suddenly the Lord you are seeking will come to his temple. The messenger of the covenant whom you desire will come, says the Lord Almighty. But who can endure the day of his coming? Who can stand when he appears? For he will be like a refiner's fire or a launderer's soap. He will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. He will purify the Levites and refine them like gold and silver. Then the Lord will have men who will bring offerings in righteousness, and the offerings of Judah and Jerusalem will be acceptable to the Lord, as in days gone by, as in former years. So I will come to put you on trial. I will be quick to testify against sorcerers, adulterers, and perjurers, against those who defraud laborers of their wages, who oppress the widows and the fatherless, and deprive the foreigners among you of justice. But do not fear me, says the Lord Almighty. I, the Lord, do not change, so you, the descendants of Jacob, are not destroyed. Ever since the time of your ancestors, you have turned away from my decrees and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord Almighty. But you ask, how are we to return? Will a mere mortal rob God? Yet you rob me. But you ask, how are we robbing you? In tithes and offerings, you are under a curse, your whole nation, because you are robbing me. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that there will not be room enough to store it. I will prevent pests from devouring your crops, and the vines in your fields will not drop their fruit before it is ripe, says the Lord Almighty. Then all the nations will call you blessed, for yours will be a delightful land, says the Lord Almighty. You have spoken arrogantly against me, says the Lord, yet you ask, what have we said against you? You have said, it is futile to serve God. What do we gain by carrying out his requirements and going about like mourners before the Lord Almighty? But now we call the arrogant blessed. Certainly, evildoers prosper, and even when they put God to the test, they get away with it. Then those who feared the Lord talked with each other, and the Lord listened and heard. A scroll of remembrance was written in his presence concerning those who feared the Lord and honored his name. On the day when I act, says the Lord Almighty, they will be my treasured possession. I will spare them. Just as a father has compassion and spares his son who serves him. And you will again see the distinction between the righteous and the wicked, between those who serve God and those who do not. Surely the day is coming. It will burn like a furnace. All the arrogant and every evildoer will be stubble, and the day that is coming will set them on fire, says the Lord Almighty. Not a root or a branch will be left to them. But for you who revere my name, the Sun of Righteousness will rise with healing in its rays, and you will go out and frolic like well-fed calves, and you will trample on the wicked. They will be ashes under the soles of your feet on the day when I act, says the Lord Almighty. Remember the law of my servant Moses, the decrees and laws I gave him at Horeb for all Israel. See, I will send the prophet Elijah to you before the great and dreadful day of the Lord comes. He will turn the hearts of the parents to their children, and the hearts of the children to their parents, or else I will come and strike the land with total destruction. And this ends the Old Testament. Revelation 22. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life. It's clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb, down the middle of the great street of the city. On each side of the river stood the tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. No longer will there be any curse. The throne of God and of the Lamb will be in the city, and his servants will serve him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. There will be no more night. They will not need the light of a lamp or the light of the sun, for the Lord God will give them light, and they will reign forever and ever. The angel said to me, "These words are trustworthy and true. The Lord, the God who inspires the prophets, sent his angel to show his servants the things that must soon take place. Look, I am coming soon. Blessed is the one who keeps the words of the prophecy written in this scroll. I, John, I am the one who heard and saw these things. And when I had heard and seen them, I fell down to worship at the feet of the angel who had been showing them to me. But he said to me, 'Don't do that. I am a fellow servant with you and with your fellow prophets and with all who keep the words of this scroll. Worship God.' Then he told me, 'Do not seal up the words of the prophecy of this scroll, because the time is near. Let the one who does wrong continue to do wrong. Let the vile person continue to be vile. Let the one who does right continue to do right. And let the holy person continue to be holy. Look, I am coming soon. My reward is with me, and I will give to each person according to what they have done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who wash their robes, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may go through the gates into the city. Outside are the dogs, those who practice magic arts, the sexually immoral, the murderers, the idolaters, and everyone who loves and practices falsehood. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to give you this testimony for the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright morning star. The Spirit and the bride say, "Come." And let the one who hears say, "Come." Let the one who is thirsty come. And let the one who wishes take the free gift of the water of life. I warn everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this scroll. If anyone adds anything to them, God will add to that person the plagues described in this scroll. And if anyone takes words away from this scroll of prophecy, God will take away from that person any share in the tree of life and in the holy city, which are described in this scroll. He who testifies to these things says, "Yes, I am coming soon." Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with God's people. Amen. And this concludes the New Testament. Psalm 150. Praise the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty heavens. Praise Him for His acts of power. Praise Him for His surpassing greatness. Praise Him with the sounding of the trumpet. Praise Him with the harp and lyre. Praise Him with timbrel and dancing. Praise Him with the strings and pipe. Praise Him with the clash of cymbals. Praise Him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And this concludes the Psalms. Proverbs 31, 25 through 31. She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children arise and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive, and beauty is fleeting. But a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Honor her for all that her hands have done, and let her works bring her praise at the city gate. And this concludes the Proverbs. And this concludes the Bible. Okay, friends. Well, this year isn't any different than most years for me. I reach that point, say those words, and that concludes the Bible. And then I gotta shut things down for a minute. I gotta collect myself. It's like I know that tomorrow is another day. Like, it never ends. Our relationship with the Bible never ends. We don't read the Bible and go, "There, now I'm a good spiritual person. I read the whole Bible." We realize that in reading the Bible, it's reading us back and speaking deeply into our lives. And to repeat the process over and over is transformational. So I know tomorrow we get to start a new journey again. But there's something about finishing. At least for me, like, I've stood in front of the microphone every single day to get here. And then we reach this place and there's like this kind of overwhelming feeling of melancholy. Like, I don't want this journey to end, even though it doesn't end. The year does. And this concludes 17 years, 7 days a week. For 17 years, 7 days a week, we've been here together, taking steps forward. I don't even know where the time went. I look in the mirror and I can see 17 years, but it feels like it's just flown by. And the Bible has become the rhythm, the constant, the thing that my entire family is oriented around and that we are all oriented around. It tells us what God is like, shows us who God is, and then we have to live it. So I can't believe, like, we'll start year 18 tomorrow. But I don't want to get ahead of myself. I want to stay here and realize we've done this. We've been doing this a long time. 17 years. And I am so grateful. What floods into my mind and into my heart are just the thousands and thousands of people that we've been able to interact with personally over these years, and the hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people that have been able to participate. And I'm just deeply grateful to have been one of the people that have been able to be here, feasting upon the scriptures each and every day together as we gather around the global campfire. What a beautiful, beautiful community we are. And I'm lucky, I'm fortunate to be able to be in it and be a part of it with you. Thank you for the journey of this year. This would have never worked if we weren't in it together. But being together, it did work. And we were able to move through another year together. Well done. I am so grateful to have taken the journey with you. And I know, I actually mentioned this most ends of every year. I know that midnight will come. A brand new year will begin. We will embark on a grand journey again tomorrow and set sail and move together every day, step by step, through another year. I know that will happen. It just won't be the same as this. We've grown together. We've been a community together. We've taken the next steps forward together. Tomorrow, there'll be thousands of brand new voices. That is exciting, because it'll form again. It'll be just the next step forward. And who knows what we get to experience? And who knows what we get to learn in the coming year? I just also know that for some, this will be a goodbye, and I hate them. I cannot even tell you how much I hate them. But my best counsel is that if you've established a relationship with the Bible and it has been a part of the rhythm of your life, find a way to keep that going, no matter how you get there. Keep that going. It's 365 days ago that I suggested that we take a peek in the mirror and that we look at who we are and to do it again in 365 days today. And so if we look in the mirror today and look deep into our eyes, we may see another year of wear and tear, but we're not looking back at the same person that we were a year ago. We've had many experiences and we've grown in all kinds of ways, and we've taken a journey through the scriptures and allowed them to do what they do inside of us in shifting things around and working transformation within us. That needs to never stop. If you found a year in the Bible and going through every chapter, every verse, and you found that was transforming in your life, then the one thing to not lose, no matter how you get it, but the one thing to not lose are the scriptures and the rhythm. And no matter where life leads, no matter what the paths are, we plan to always be here waiting for you tomorrow. Do not be a stranger. And for those of us that will get off this ship, the ship of this year, and grab our bags and board another ship and set sail again, I am eager. I am excited. 18th year of the Daily Audio Bible, like when we complete that 1 year from today, when we complete our 18th year, that's going to be something. The Daily Audio Bible is now an official adult. We have come of age, and so who knows where that will lead us. It's exciting to think about, and I can't wait to watch the days unfold and watch that story become real. But for now, we are here, and we have finished. We have concluded another year in the scriptures together, and we should smile in celebration together. We did it. And that leaves me here just wanting to keep riffing, right? Just keep on talking about whatever, but even if I talk nothing but nonsense for 20 more minutes, I still have to stop at some point. And so that's part of just releasing the year with open hands and allowing it to become part of the story of our lives, the history of who we are, knowing that the story continues forward. And so this is it. Well done on a beautiful journey this year. Thank you for allowing me to be a part of it. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May He lift His countenance upon you and give you peace. May the strength of God go with you. May the wisdom of God instruct you. May the hand of God protect you. May the word of God direct you. May you be sealed in Christ this day and forevermore. Amen. I'm Brian. I love you. And I'll be waiting for you here next year.
I stand before the cross, chains on my feet. I'm praying for the peace you bring. Broken from the past, but I've come to terms. I'm giving.